Another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Aiton Lamb sits on the rim and in. 7 for Aiton. First bucket of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Loop City, Overton, Centurion, and the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Siskowski, high post, good bounce pass to Bauer underneath, and Paul lays it up and in for his second bucket.
These are the final games of the 2012 for these four squads, and each is hoping to end the year on a win. It's the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome back here to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Time now to turn our attention to the boys' side of the consolation bracket as Centura will be taking on Overton here. Both these two teams kind of struggled a little bit yesterday. Overton trailed by as many as 20, cut it down to 5 when they took on Ravenna, and they ended up getting a little bit on the short side and by of a tough contest yesterday. They played well at times, and at times they kind of shot themselves in the foot and ended up losing it 72-62. They trailed by as many as 20, cut it down to 5, just couldn't quite get over the hump, especially that early part of the fourth quarter. 9 straight points, all from behind the three-point line for Ravenna, opened up what was a game in which Overton was beginning to battle their way back into it, and they just couldn't overcome that. And they end up falling 72-62. The halftime score of that game would have been pretty well. Actually, it would have been a little bit more than what Centura and Loop City put together on the boys' side. The final of that one was 24-22. Centura only 22 points yesterday, and try to shake things up a little bit, have a little bit different starting lineup to try to infuse a little bit more offense to their game today. We'll see whether or not that works or not. We'll find out here about all that, because we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the starters here in just a few moments. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. As the starting lineups are being introduced, let's do exactly the same thing here. We'll begin, first of all, for Centura. They will be the visiting team here, so they'll be in their road maroon uniforms, and their starting lineup looks like this. Michael Hansen is a 5'10 sophomore, and Hansen is averaging about 8.5 points per ball game. Nathan Lindberg, a 6-foot-tall junior, he'll stay and make the start as well. He's their leading scorer on the year, averaging about 13.4 points, almost 3 assists and 3 steals per ball game. Also making start will be Jacob Hickok, a 5'10 junior. Jason Schultes, a 6'2 junior, will also make the start. He's averaging about 6.2 points per ball game. And rounding out the starting lineup is the freshman, Travis Holcomb, 6'2, and Holcomb on the year is averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. for Ravenum. They'll go with their same starting lineup. Joel Schaefer, a 6 foot tall junior, starting with Hayden Cahoy, 6 foot, also a junior. Creighton Ryan is 6'3 and a sophomore. Logan Kaiser, 5'11 junior, and Caleb Eklund, 6'3 and a sophomore for head coach Jay Stair. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And the opening tip is in the air, and it is going to be controlled here by Overton. So in the offensive zone is going to be Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer will help kick it into the corner. Back out to Creighton Ryan. Ryan on the right wing gives it for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy back for Schaefer. Man-to-man defense. Schaefer will dribble, take it off glass. It bounces around. No good. And rebounded by the freshman, Travis Holcomb. And Holcomb will give it to Schultes and reset the offense here. Lemberg cuts right side for Hansen. They'll kick it back around. And Overton right now going man-to-man. And a tough reverse layup by Nathan Lemberg. It's no good, but tip back out for Lemberg for the rebound. And he'll reset the offense, giving it to Holcomb. Hickok will kick right side here for Hansen. Hansen from the free throw line, going to hand off for Lemberg. Right side for Holcomb. Holcomb's going to drive the baseline. And he shoots a little bit too strong, misses the iron. And rebounded by Caleb Eklund. And Eklund will get it back here for Overton. So still looking for our first points after the first minute. And it looks like we might even get an entire line change here for Jay Stair, as five guys are checking in already. Hayden Cahoy kicks it on the right side. Nice backdoor cut. The shot's up and good for Creighton Ryan. Nice pass into Ryan, and Ryan lays it up and in for the first points of the ball game. And going over the top, trying to deflect the ball away, is going to be Logan Kaiser. Kaiser's going to be whistled for his first foul, team's first foul as well. And for Overton, five new kids come in. Matt Ayton, Chase Horn coming in the ball game. J.D. Callahan, Justin Hodgson, and I missed somebody. Who would I miss? I missed number 40, Logan Johnson. On the baseline, here's Holcomb. Jumper, no good. Up high for the rebound is Lemberg. Lemberg's shot will not fall, and rebound tipped in the hands of Hodgson. And Hodgson will kick it up ahead here for Ayton. Ayton working against pressure by Lemberg. Brings it in the offensive zone. And with the dribble is Ayton again. And on that left side, Logan Johnson lost it, but it kind of fell out of his hands off of Jason Schulteis's shoulder and out of bounds. So a little bit of a break here for Overton as the Eagles will inbound it. Lob it in here for Justin Hodgson. Kicks left side for Matt Ayton, and the pass deflected and picked up on the inside by Jason Schulteis. So it's a turnover here for Overton. And Centura will try to answer back here. They trail it 2-0. Early stages of the game. Hansen on the baseline. Gets it for Hickok. From the elbow, here's Lemberg. Lemberg's going to penetrate. Flip it back out for Hickok. Give it out for Hansen. Hickok finds a little cutter, and that's Hansen. He'll kick it right back out here for Lemberg. And again, Overton going zone. On the left side, Hansen jumper up and good from about 15 feet. So Overton now will try to break the tie. And they're going to go man-to-man, is Centura. And they'll get it out right side for Callahan. Entry pass on the inside. Shot blocked, though. Johnson's shot was blocked, but he hits it back, and he takes it up and in. So Logan Johnson staying with it after being blocked. He was blocked originally. I think that was Schultes that came up with the block. Now a little drive here by Hansen. Hansen runs into Matt Ayton, and Ayton collects the charge. The bucket went in, but we're going to wave it off because of the nice defensive play there by Matt Ayton. And you hear some attaboy, Matt's. Good to have him back after that knee injury. Kept him from being able to play very much, and that's the first foul on Hansen. Get it up to Logan Johnson. He dribbles down the sideline. A little screen there. Johnson will drive. A little off the pick and roll. Lost the basketball. It's deflected around the last touch by the Centurions. So Ayton will inbound on the baseline. Overton already leads it 4-2. 2-3 zone here on the inbounds for Centura. And they get it on the right side for Johnson. Johnson back around here for Horn. And he'll kick it back out here for Matt Ayton. Ayton's going to skip it into the corner for Logan Johnson. Johnson's entry pass is taken away as Overton turns it over. And Lemberg is going to kick it up. Penetration here by Hickok in the lane. Shot no good. Coming up, the rebound is Ayton after he made them adjust that shot. Ayton still trying to get into basketball shape, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Nathan Lemberg. And Matt drew that contact. He kept leaning into Lemberg, and Lemberg probably needed to give up ground a little bit faster than what he was doing. Long pass, and it's off the hands of J.D. Callahan. That'll be a turnover on Overton. And on the run here is Lemberg. Lemberg pulls up for the jumper. It's off the back of the iron and no good. And Ayton's going to whistle for the foul. Lemberg is going to go shoot two. And again, just a different vibe from Centura than what we got yesterday. I mean, yesterday, Loup City was able to set the pace, and it was a slow game, as witnessed by the fact it was 24-22. This game playing at a much different pace. And Overton likes the run, and right now Centura is doing the same thing. And another line change here from Coach Stair as the starters come back into the game here. Schaefer, Cahoy, Ryan, Kaiser, and Eklund all back out there now. Second free throw up and good for Lemberg. And it's 4-3. So Schaefer on the dribble. We'll kick it between the circles here for Cahoy. And Cahoy gets it right wing for Schaefer. Again, they're facing some man-to-man, a little screen. They do a little pick and roll here. Cahoy now with the basketball, dribbles to the baseline, finds an open area, and he scores. A real high pick and roll, and he dribbled down to the baseline and was able to find an open shot. Bad pass, intercepted. Here comes Overton after the steal. Schaefer with the layup as it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Nice defensive play there by Creighton Ryan, who got his hand in the passing lane, knocked it down, and was able to get it up ahead to Cahoy. And now Schaefer's going to inbound here after the shot was knocked out of bounds. So Overton on the baseline will get the ball to Eklund. He'll work it back around the perimeter. Ball fake now. Stepping up is Schaefer on the baseline. His jumper's no good and out of bounds off the hands of Creighton Ryan. And so it'll be Centura basketball. They just toss the ball in here to Schultes, and now Lemberg's got it. Lemberg passes right through the lane, and the shot's blocked. They got it to Devontae Robinson. Robinson had a block, but he also was fouled. Robinson just stayed on the baseline, a little penetration, stepped in just at the right time to get that bounce pass. And so Robinson, who started yesterday but did not start today, was fouled by Eklund. Eklund's first personal foul, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Robertson. And Robertson's free throw is good. Makes it 6-4 with 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw by Robinson is in the air, and it rattles around, no good. Rebound by Logan Kaiser for Overton, and Kaiser will give it to Schaefer. Schaefer will be picked up man-to-man by Lemberg at half court. And on that far sideline, Schaefer's got it, used up his dribble. He's being pressured by Lemberg pretty good. And a backdoor cut, they lost track of Cahoy, and Cahoy's going to go in for an easy basket. And they had him defense for about 3 seconds there. But then Cahoy with a nice little V-cut and got the pass. So here's Lemberg across the timeline for Centura. Little ball fake. Got himself open. Passes to Hickok. Hickok was moving away from the ball and was able to track it down. He gets it now to Hansen. Hansen gets it back out for Hickok. Over for Lemberg. They're moving further and further away from the basket. And the entry pass is knocked away by Logan Kaiser. And Kaiser couldn't quite come up with the steal as it goes out of bounds. So Centura is going to inbound on their own baseline here. And they toss it in for Hansen. Hansen on the baseline finds an open area. The jumper, it's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Caleb Eklund. Eklund, long pass up ahead to Cahoy. Cahoy can't get to the basket, so they'll set up the half-court offense. Centura doing a nice job running. And what a pass through the lane. Wow, the bucket and the foul. Caleb Eklund gets a great bounce pass from the top of the key all the way through the lane by Joel Schaefer. And that catch by Eklund, he got it, went strong to the basket, and he was fouled with the shot by Robertson. But that was a brilliant pass. Eklund rattles in the shot for the three-point play. And quickly, Centura running the floor. They were running maybe a little bit too fast. They were trying to pass it in the lane. and they threw it behind Devontae Robinson. And so Centura turns it over. It's 11-4. 7-point lead here for Overton. They've got the basketball. They get it to Schaefer. Schaefer enters it in the lane. Jumper good by Eklund. Eklund with 5 straight points here. And the lead is up to 9. Schultes with a little spin move. Picked up by Hayden Cahoy as they're trying to trap the basketball. They get it on the baseline. That's Hickok. Hickok finds a little runner in the lane. That's Lemberg. And Lemberg is hit on the arm as he puts up the shot. And so he'll go to the line and have a couple of free throw attempts. It is a final. The Kearney Catholic girls roll over North Platte St. Pat's 74-38. I thought they might win. I didn't think it'd be 74-38 in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Free throw good by Nathan Lemberg. Checking in here for Centura is going to be Travis Holcomb again. Second free throw is good by Lemberg. So Lemberg 3 out of 4 from the line here. With a minute 35 to go, first quarter, it's 13-6. Overton with the lead. And they turn it over. Great pressure there. Devontae Robinson comes up with a loose ball. Hickok will bring in the offensive zone. And here comes Jason Schultes. He's going to set up the half-court offense. He'll just flip it off to Hickok. And Hickok will give it right side for Holcomb. Holcomb picked up defensively there by Ryan. And a quick little runner by Lemberg on that right side. And Lemberg now with 5 in the game. Final minute of the first quarter. Pass to Schaefer. Schaefer is going to skip it on the baseline. Penetrating here is Eklund. Eklund gets it inside for Kaiser. Kaiser has a shot blocked. And the loose ball is picked up here by Cahoy. And we've got a whistle. Schultes with the block earlier, and loose ball picked up and by Overton. And now the Eagles will go with another line change. With 50 seconds to go. By the way, the foul on Robertson, that's his second. So even though he didn't start, he's already in a little bit of foul trouble. Tossing it in is going to be Ayton. Passing the lane is stolen away by Lemberg. Lemberg is going to take it all the way in. Lays it off the glass. Too strong. And Logan Johnson pulls down the rebound. He'll give it up to Ayton. Ayton in the offensive zone. 35 seconds to go here as he passes left wing for Hansen. Hansen, quick jumper off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Devontae Robinson. And Robinson will give it to Michael Hansen here. Check that. It's Lemberg. And Lemberg on the dribble. Lemberg, 20 seconds left. Kicks left side for Hickok. Back to Nathan Lemberg. And Lemberg is covered there by Logan Kaiser. They move everybody else kind of low. 10 seconds left. Still dribbling here is Lemberg. Lemberg picks it up at the elbow. Gives it inside for Robinson. And Robinson lost it. Gets it back. And now he's fouled. Robinson actually had his the ball knocked out of his hands by Justin Hodson, but was able to get it back and went strong to the basket, and then he was fouled. So Robinson, 1 out of 2 from the line, will have a couple of free throws, courtesy of Matt Ayton, who picked up his second personal foul. Free throws good for Robinson. 2.4 to go here, late in quarter number one. Second free throw looks short. It rolls around. No good. Robinson gets his own rebound. Shot no good. Lost it. And that will do it. For one quarter, it is Overton with the lead. 13-9. The Eagles with a 4-point lead at the end of one quarter. We'll be back here to Ravenna right after this timeout.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back here. Centura will have the basketball first to start the second quarter. And they're working around the perimeter to give it off on the right side. Jason Schultes, they'll give it off for Travis Holcomb. Now left wing for Lemberg. Just about everybody's touched it except for Devontae Robinson and Hickok on this possession. And now Hickok has it. He looks on the inside for Robertson. And they're working back around for Holcomb, top of the key, though. Back out here for Schultes. And again, man-to-man go the Eagles right now. Lemberg on that right side. And a sloppy pass, and it's intercepted by Logan Kaiser. Kaiser comes up with a loose ball, and he'll set up things in the half-court offense here. He gives it for Hayden Cahoy. Back left side for Kaiser. Top of the circle here for John Schaefer. Schaefer gives it for Cahoy on the baseline. Nice bounce pass, a little ball fake here by Caleb Eklund. Eklund has his shot blocked by Robertson, and the ball tracked down in the corner by Hickok. And Hickok will kick it up ahead here for Lemberg. Centura on the run. Lemberg, that's a tough-looking shot. And he's going to head to the line and shoot two. So Jay Stair's been kind of, he's only substituted a couple of times, but he's changed five kids all at one time every time he's done it. So the starter's back in there to start the second quarter. Lemberg at the free throw line. First free throw is good. That makes it now 13-10. Second free throw makes it 13-11. Overton's lead now down to two. And Schaefer will kick it up ahead here for Eklund. Eklund in the lane, going to kick it out at the free throw line is Kaiser. His jumper is a little bit too strong and rebounded by Robertson. And Robertson is able to kick it up ahead here. On the dribble is Schultes. Schultes lost it to Kaiser. Kaiser gets it ahead to Schaefer. Schaefer's going to slow down and he'll bring in the offensive zone. He's directing traffic a little bit and he's used up his dribble. And his pass knocked away. Robertson trying to come up with it. And he does, essentially. A loose ball is picked up by Travis Holcomb. And Holcomb lays it up and in. Devontae Robinson couldn't come up with it. But when he didn't come up with it, he took the other Eagle out of the play. And all that was left was for Travis Holcomb to pick it up and lay it up and in. Entry pass inside. Knocked away by Centura. So an Overton turnover turns into an easy bucket on the other end. And the big man kind of made that play happen, Devontae Robertson. He's going to get a little breather right now. Tossing it in is going to be Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer will get the ball in the hands here of Creighton Ryan. Right wing, they get it to Schaefer. A moment ago, checking in was J.D. Callahan, and they try to post it into him. Pass is deflected around and off the hands of one of the Centurions and out of bounds. So Schaefer will inbound on his own baseline. They toss it in for Cahoy. Cahoy's going to shoot a three. It's short and rebounded by the freshman, Travis Holcomb. Holcomb will help kick it up ahead here to Hansen. Hansen drives. Shot no good. Lemberg trying to come up with a rebound. It's still bouncing around. Hansen is the one that comes up with it. He'll get it off for Hickok. Hickok gives it for Holcomb. Holcomb will ball fake, and he's going to hit a baseline jumper. That ball fake got himself open, and Holcomb with 4 points here in the quarter. And Centura right back in this one. In fact, they have the lead, 15-13. On the baseline with it is Cahoy. Cahoy, a little spin move. Kicks it to Callahan. Callahan will give it off right wing for Creighton. Creighton Ryan's long jumper is no good. Rebounded by Lemberg. Long outlet pass up for Holcomb. He's going to kick it back out here for Schultes, and they're going to set up the half-court offense. Lemberg has it here for Creighton, for Centura, and they give it to Hansen. Cutting through here is going to be Hickok. Hickok drives, and a reverse layup. It's good. Great start to the quarter here for Centura. And they've been able to rattle off an 8-0 run to start the quarter to take a 4-point lead now. On the baseline with it is Aiden Cahoy. Cahoy dribbles to the left side. Jumper's no good. Hansen pulls down the rebound. Hansen is going to dribble through a double team. Kaiser can't trap him. Hansen comes through. He kicks right wing for Hickok. Hickok now on the baseline for Centura, and they're going to set up a half-court offense with 4:40 to go before halftime. Between circles here is Holcomb, and they'll just play a little catch with Lemberg. Lemberg now in the lane, a little floater up and good. Nathan Lemberg. It's another big bucket here, and it's a 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Schaefer will kick right side for Kaiser. Kaiser on the baseline. Bounce pass. Dangerous one and stolen away or not. Yes, it is. It's finally picked up by Holcomb. And Holcomb's going to lay it up and in. And timeout for Overton. And you can hear the Centura fans on the far sideline on their feet. A 12-0 run to start the second quarter. And Centura now leads it 21-13 with 4:06 to go in the second quarter. Timeout Eagles. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we're back here in Ravenna, and again, Centura, the only one doing any scoring here in the second quarter, a 12-0 run to start the quarter, and they now lead it 21-13. And Overton ran into this a couple times yesterday. They'd have a stretch where they didn't play very well, where they'd give up a big run like this and have to dig out the rest of the game. It happened to them a couple of times against Ravenna yesterday, and now they trail it by eight. Let's see what happens here as Matt Ayton helps work it up court. They get it on the left side, a quick open look, and the jumper's good by Justin Hodgson. So Jay Stair, again, changing wholesale substitutions, only changed four that time. And they'll kick it up ahead here to Centura as Grant Myers into the game for the first time. He'll bounce past it out for Schultes. He's at the free throw line. Gets it in the lane for Robertson. Robertson turnaround jumper up and good. Devontae Robinson, his first field goal of the game. He has 4 points now. Ayton pass up ahead, and that'll be a turnover on Overton. There just wasn't anybody there. So 23-15 with 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. Centura trying to add to the lead as Hansen gets it in the offensive zone. He's got the dribble between circles. Overton going man-to-man. Right wing, Schultes has it. Lemberg gets it in the lane here for Robertson. They'll kick it right back out here for Travis Holcomb. Holcomb gives it out here for Hansen. Schultes has it at the elbow. Holcomb now. Holcomb still has his dribble, so he'll take a little pressure off by dribbling to near midcourt. Now Hansen's got it between the circles. They're kind of isolating him out there with Kaiser, but Kaiser's staying right with him. Schultes on the dribble. Kicks left wing here for Myers. Myers has used up his dribble along the sideline. He's able to get it to Holcomb. And Holcomb will get the ball right back out here for Schultes near midcourt. And again, Centura being very patient right now. Hansen on the dribble, 2.5 to go. We're in the second quarter as Schultes gets it right back out to Hansen. They're just kind of weaving around a little bit, trying to get a screen. Kicking in the corner. Over there is Myers. Myers will fire a three and hit a three. Grant Myers slipping away from the defense there, and he hits that three-pointer. And it's an 11-point lead. Ayton's got it. Nice pass down low inside for Creighton Ryan, and Ryan will hit the shot. Much quicker on their offensive set there was Overton. Hansen will take it all the way down the baseline. Dangerous pass in the air, and it's going to be a turnover. It's picked up by Justin Hodgson. And now right wing across the timeline is Ayton. He's going to skip it out left side here for Hodgson. Hodgson's entry pass is stolen away. Not a good pass, and it's picked up by Jason Schultes, and there's going to be a foul. Schultes comes up with the basketball, and then he is pushed. With 1:40 to go. So Eklund was whistled for the foul. That's going to be his second. Well, check that. They're going to say that it actually was out of bounds off of Centura. So it is going to be Overton ball. A foul was up there from earlier. Right wing on the inbounds play. Schaefer jumper for Overton. It's no good. And rebounded by Matt Ayton. And the Centura coaching staff was asking about that call, too. I thought they had called a foul. Ayton, ball fake, got himself open. Fires the three. In and out, no good. And they're going to tie up the rebound. In good position there was Justin Hodgson. But flying in there was Devontae Robertson for Centura. And Robinson did a great job of not going over the back or committing a foul. They tie it up, and Overton will inbound it. Off the inbounds, a three-pointer, no good, rebound. Finally, Robertson comes up with it. He'll make a long outlet pass, and it's intercepted by Matt Ayton. And Ayton will kick it up ahead. Here's an open three on that left side. No good for Schaefer. And Schultes comes up with it. Outlet pass up ahead for Lemberg. Lemberg up ahead for Robertson. Robertson's going to back in. Robertson's going to take it off glass, and we've got a foul. He was backing in on Joel Schaefer, a real size mismatch there. And Robertson doing a nice job of using his big frame, staying tall with the basketball, and posting him up. Again, once they got across half court, Centura had numbers. The foul on Justin Hansen is his first. The first free throw by Robertson here is up and good. So he's 3 out of 5 from the free throw line so far in the game. And it's a 10-point Centura lead, 27-17. Second free throw by Robertson. Back the iron, no good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of Nathan Lemberg with a long rebound. Lemberg with the dribble. He uses it up. He'll kick right wing for Schultes. Back out for Lemberg. And Lemberg's picked up there by Ayton. And Lemberg bounce pass to Hickok. Back between the circles here for Lemberg. Lemberg, 5-second count going on. Now it's off. Still has his dribble. And he'll kick it here left side for Hickok. Hickok was open for the three, but he didn't want to shoot it. And he'll give it to Lemberg. Lemberg dribbles through a double team. Now he'll back up, give it right side here for Hickok. 15 seconds to go. Hickok gives it right back to Lemberg. Lemberg dribbling into the corner. Now 10 seconds. Now he's in the lane. Little floater, back the iron, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Hansen. 4 seconds left. Giving it up ahead here for Schaefer. Schaefer, top of the key for three, and it's no good. It would have counted had it fallen. They had a fairly good look at it. Good dribbling there by Joel Schaefer, but he pulls up a little bit short from the top of the key and will head to the locker room. Centura with a 27-17 lead over the Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. Nelzag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Nelzag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Nelzag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, Overton led throughout the entire first quarter, looking pretty good. A little push by Centura at the end of the quarter, and then a huge run in that second quarter to start. They had a 13-0 run to start the quarter, and they open up a halftime lead to Centura of 27-17 over the Overton Eagles. And again, Overton scored only 4 points in that second quarter. They ran into the stretches like that against Ravenna yesterday, where they just didn't score for a while and kind of dug themselves into a hole, and they fought themselves out of it. Yesterday, they trailed by as many as 20, cut it down to 5, and then another little spurt by Ravenna, and then they spend the rest of the fourth quarter trying to come back from that, and it just didn't work for them yesterday. We'll see what they can do here, because Centura's been able to build a 27-17 lead, and of note with that, you got to remember Centura yesterday in the game against Loup City scored 22 points. So they have already scored 5 more points today than they did yesterday, and they still have another half to add on to it. They had 18 points in that second quarter, almost what they did the entire game yesterday against Loup City. So once again, our halftime score, 27-17. Real quickly, here's some numbers for you. Nathan Lemberg leading the way for Centura. He's got 9 points at intermission. 6 points for Travis Holcomb, the freshman. 5 points for Devontae Robinson, who did not start today. Grant Myers stroked in a 3, so he's got 3 points. And Michael Hansen, the leading scorer on the year, he's got 2 points here at intermission. For Overton, who only has 17 points in the game, again, pretty balanced scoring for them. Leading the way is Caleb Eklund. Eklund with 5 points, all of them in the first quarter. Creighton Ryan has 4 points. Hayden Cahoy has 4 points, all of those coming in the first quarter as well. 2 points for Justin Hodson and 2 points for Logan Johnson. Again, only Hodson and Creighton Ryan scored at all in that second quarter. And obviously, Jay Stair is going to be talking a little bit about that. They were on a pretty good pace in that first quarter, but really shut down because they turned the ball over quite a bit. I had them with 8 turnovers so far here in the game. I think 6 of those were in that second quarter, and Centura was able to cash in on at least a couple of those with easy buckets to kind of fuel their little run to build this 27-17 lead over Overton here at intermission. So once again, a 10-point lead for Centura at the break. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. We're at halftime as the Eagles of Overton led in the first quarter, but that second quarter belonged to Centura, and Centura leads here at intermission by a score of 27-17. And let's get you kind of updated on what else is happening. Don't forget that we have on our ESPN Superstation coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The first doubleheader is a girl-boy doubleheader between North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic girls won the first game by a final of Kearney Catholic won 78-38 over North Platte St. Pat's. Both those teams were undefeated. Now, obviously, Kearney Catholic C1 and St. Pat's C2. But, wow, I did not anticipate that. 74-38, the final in that one. And now Kearney Catholic will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's. St. Pat's only one loss on the year. Kearney Catholic undefeated on the boys' side. That should be a good matchup as well. And, again, that'll be on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Tonight, Ogallala Amherst also on ESPN with a doubleheader. Well, here we'll have coverage of, obviously, the consolation game here, and then we'll have the two championship games as Ravenna's girls will be taking on the Centura girls. And then it will be the Ravenna Boys who will be taking on Loup City for the Boys Championship. All those games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The champion games will also be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Girls Championship game will be at about 2:30, coverage on 2:25, followed by the Boys Championship at 4:15. The two Amherst Holiday Tournament games tomorrow will be on, the consolation games will be on ESPN 1460, as we'll have those games for you tomorrow. In the morning, the Amherst Holiday Tournament, the two consolation games, they begin at 11 in the morning. And then after that, we'll have a football doubleheader on ESPN, the Alamo Bowl between Texas and Oregon State. That'll be followed by the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl between Michigan State and TCU. And, of course, on Sunday on ESPN, we'll have a tripleheader of NFL football, the Texans taking on the Colts, the Packers at the Vikings, and the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington Redskins. All those games in various ways or another fairly important for playoff implications on Sunday. And then on Monday, which is New Year's Eve, we'll have a couple of games for you on ESPN, a couple of bowl games, the Liberty Bowl between Iowa State and Tulsa, followed by the Chick-fil-A Bowl, LSU and Clemson. That game will start around 6 o'clock, and then our coverage of the BCS games, including the Capital One Bowl, not a BCS Bowl, but the Capital One Bowl, Nebraska and Georgia, will be on ESPN 1460, followed by the Rose Bowl, then the Orange Bowl, and then the day after New Year's, it'll be the Sugar Bowl, and then we'll have the Fiesta Bowl a day later. So once again, halftime, 27-17, Centura with the lead over Overton. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And for Overton, they got to get things going here. They just have had that stretch where they did not play very well and had a nice couple of nice conversations the last couple of days with Coach Stair about his team and where they're at. And he just shakes his head and said, we just have so much potential and we just haven't realized it yet. And for Jay Garrison, he's got to be pretty happy with how Centura played in that second quarter, and we'll see if they can continue it because they have the basketball first to start the second half here. They'll inbound it to Hickok. Hickok picked up defensively there by Kaiser, as right now Overton going man-to-man, and they kick it to Holcomb. Holcomb's got it top of the key. He'll get it to Hickok on the right side. Entry pass, knocked away. Good defensive play there by Hayden Cahoy to force a Centura turnover. And now Overton with their first possession here. Hayden Cahoy from the free throw line will pivot and kick right side for Schaefer. Schaefer still has his dribble, and he'll find a little cutter in the lane. That's Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to take it high off the glass. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Hickok, and that's his second rebound of the game. He'll get it out for Lemberg. Lemberg across the timeline. Left wing for Hansen. Hansen relatively quiet offensively in that first half. They give it for Holcomb. Holcomb now for Hansen. Hansen a little head fake. Still has his dribble. He'll give it top of the circle now for Holcomb, and we've got a hold whistled on Overton. Holcomb had it a little bit behind the free throw line and was just kind of held on the arm there. They're going for the swipe, and instead they're going to call Caleb Eklund for his third foul. So Lemberg will inbound it, and he tosses it into Hansen. Hansen kind of in the corner, but he's able to dribble through it. He gives it to Hickok now. He's got between the circles. Left wing now for Lemberg. Back around the perimeter we go as Centura is kind of passing and moving. 15-foot jumper for Lemberg. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Lemberg, and he'll get the shot up and in. Actually, it was Holcomb that pulled the shot. Rebounded by Lemberg, and then Lemberg scored. So the first points of the second half along to Centura because of an offensive rebound. Creighton Ryan's gotten on the baseline. He fights in there. He had it blocked. And one official's calling a walk. The other one's calling a jump ball. They're going to get together here. I think that's a jump ball. I think that's a jump ball. They're going to get together. Yeah, it is a jump ball, yeah. One called the walk and did not realize that the reason for the walk was because of the jump. So it is going to be Overton basketball underneath the basket. That's the right call. They inbound it here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan has it stolen away. Hansen comes up with it. Hansen's going to drive all the way in, body it up. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Matt Ayton. Ayton snags the bound. He'll bring in the offensive zone. Kicks right side here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan kicks in the corner for Schaefer. Schaefer's three is no good. Offensive rebound by Kaiser. Kaiser going back up, and there's a lot of contact in there, and there's going to be a foul. Well, Kaiser comes up with the offensive rebound, and he's going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws here. And they've been letting them play, and I kind of like the tone that the officials have had in this game, not being ticky-tack, not letting them clobber each other, but that was definitely a foul there. And a free throw for Kaiser is no good. And that one's going to be whistled on Hansen. You know, you never agree with every call ever made by officials, but they've set a nice tone here. Kaiser's second free throw is up and good. And you can play defense, but they will call a foul. Lindberg dribbles down the right side. His shot's bouncing around the rim, will not fall, and they can't grab the rebound either. And finally coming up with it is Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy, he'll step up, try a 17-foot jumper in transition. No good. Gets his own rebound. Falling down, he's able to get it out for Ayton. Ball is still loose, knocked around, and who was the last to touch it? It was last touched by Overton, so it will be Centura basketball. That was kind of a wild series as it was like squeezing a wet water seed there, watermelon seed. They just couldn't get a hand on it. Entry pass in for Robertson down low. Robertson's shot's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Up high for the rebound was Matt Ayton. And Ayton, I don't want to say he was undercut, but he was bumped by, I think that's Jacob Osborne. Yeah, Jacob Osborne for Centura, and I think he's the one that's going to be whistled for the foul. So on the bounce here is going to be Matt Ayton. Ayton will kick it off on the right wing here for Cahoy. Cahoy, nice entry pass, jumper by Ryan, no good. And they're going to tie up the rebound. And I'll tell you what, Devontae Robertson got tied up with Matt Ayton. And the athleticism of Ayton, who's 6 foot tall, going against Robertson, who's 6'7". And that should be Centura basketball. It is, with alternating possessions. And they toss it in here for Travis Holcomb. They give it to Osborne, and Osborne slid to a stop. He was trying to catch and pass, realized that Ayton was stepping in the passing lane, and Osborne turned it over. Unofficially, I have that as being the sixth turnover on Centura. So Ayton will bring in the offensive zone, and Ayton walked with it. Again, same thing, except this time Lemberg stepped in the passing lane, and Ayton tried to eat that pass, and he ended up traveling. So Schaefer is going to check in here for Ayton, who's still working his way into playing shape. Long inbounds pass for Robertson. Robertson will get it off for Osborne. Osborne will drive, shot no good, and rebound into the hands of Hodgson. And Hodgson will give it out for Schaefer. Schaefer will spin move, has the ball knocked away. Lemberg now gets the steal. He'll pull up on the baseline, jumper up and good for Holcomb. Great extra pass by Nathan Lindberg. Lindberg started that by knocking the ball loose. They threw it up there. And we got a timeout here for Overton. Lindberg knocked the ball ahead, got the pass as they threw it back in the backcourt. He was able to track it down, faked like he was going to shoot, and was able to get it inside for Travis Holcomb for the shot. Quick timeout here for Jay Stair, as he just wants to kind of circle the wagons just a little bit. So he calls a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. And Centura, it looked like Overton was putting together a little bit of a run. Centura has weathered the storm, and they've been able to push their lead back out to 13. They lead it 31-18 with 4:45 to go. And again, Overton has scored only 5 points since the first quarter. Schaefer will get it off here left side for Creighton Ryan. Ryan facing some pretty good pressure there by Holcomb. He'll throw it in the corner for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy's jumper is no good. Rebound by Ryan, and Ryan's going to reset the offense here for Overton. Between the circle, Schaefer has it, gets it in the lane. That's Hayden Cahoy, and Cahoy with the first field goal of the second half here for Overton. Holcomb gets it to Hickok. Hickok gives it up ahead. Jumper by Osborne will not fall. Rebounded by Schaefer. Osborne, not a bad look there in transition. And they'll kick it up ahead here to Ryan. Ryan gets in the corner. Here's a three by Kahoy. Missed. Offensive rebound, Schaefer, and Schaefer will score. A little surge here for Overton. And a turnover. Pass now inside to Kahoy. Kahoy fouled as he goes to the line. Again, Overton forcing the tempo here a little bit. And they were able to come up with that loose ball. And they pass it right up ahead to Kahoy. Kahoy attacks. The foul on Lemberg, his second. And Kahoy at the free throw line for a couple of shots. And the first one's on the way and good. And for Kahoy on the season, he's about a 63% free throw shooter. His second one is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Schultes for Centura. Hansen, being double-teamed, is able to pass it over for Schultes. He brings it across the timeline. Little bump over there. They give it for Holcomb. Back out for Lemberg. Lemberg going to give it back to the freshman, Holcomb. He'll skip pass off the hands of Schultes, and it's out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Michael Hansen and Centura. Happened right at half court. So another turnover. And the entry pass kicked away, knocked away, and it's going to be a hell ball. Went off the leg of Schultes there, but wasn't a kick because he got his hand on the ball as well. They tie it up, and Overton's going to inbound it. Alternating possession will give them the ball. And on the baseline, dribbling and in trouble is Schaefer. Schaefer is able to bounce pass it to Kaiser. Kaiser has his shot blocked by Robertson, and Robertson comes up with the basketball. Long pass up ahead here for Hansen. Hansen, his baseline jumper is knocked out of bounds. A block there by Creighton Ryan. As again, both these two teams running both offensively and defensively, covering the floor here. 31-23, 3:09 to go, third quarter. And Centura is going to inbound it. Hickok tosses it in. It's knocked away by Creighton Ryan. North Platte St. Pat's leads Kearney Catholic in boys basketball 13-12 at the end of one quarter of play. The inbounds for Hickok. Again, that game is on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Pass to Hansen. Hansen kicks in the corner. Open is Holcomb. And Holcomb, the freshman, strokes it in. He's got 10 in the game. And here's Kahoy trying to pass through a double team. He can't. It's stolen away, but right back into the hands of Overton. Overton's on the run, and we've got a foul underneath. A quick little series of turnovers. They turned it right back over to each other. Now Matt Ayton is going to check in here for Creighton Ryan, and Joel Schaefer is going to inbound it. So on the baseline, Schaefer to lob it in. He gets it to Kahoy. Kahoy will kick it between the circles here for Matt Ayton. Ayton gives it left side. Centura in a 2-3 zone. On the baseline with it is Ayton Kahoy. Kahoy, pass over here for Schaefer. Back to Kahoy. He's going to skip it over for Ayton. Little ball fake. Gives it back out to Kahoy. Nice pass on the inside, but the shot is blocked. Robertson with the block of the shot of Kaiser. And here comes Centura, and it's stolen away by Ayton from behind. So get Robertson another block, his fourth of the game. And then the steal by Matt Ayton. So no harm, no foul, I guess, here. Ayton will kick it here, left side for Schaefer. Schaefer on the baseline, double team, pass in the lane, caught by Ayton, shot no good. Rebounded by Robertson. Robertson, such a strong presence in the middle there. And they kick it up ahead here for Schultes, and a little out of control with Centura, so they call a timeout. Timeout Centura. They lead it by 10, 33-23, with 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
To Ravenna. We are in the throes of the third quarter. 2:01 to go here in the third. A 33-23 lead for Centura. And they were a little discombobulated, a little disjointed offensively. So Jay Garrison calls the timeout. And to toss it in here is going to be Jason Schultes. He gets it in for Hickok. Hickok picked up man-to-man here by Joel Schaefer. Schaefer on the bounce will give off right wing here for Schultes. Schultes, top of the circle for Holcomb. Holcomb's got 10 in the game, and he'll kick left side for Hickok. Hickok's being harassed there by Schaefer, so he'll give it back out here for Schultes and a pass in the lane. And we've got a foul whistled in there. They were working it in to Devontae Robinson, and Robinson, I think, was pushed from behind. And the foul is going to be on Hayden Cahoy, just his first. Not a lot of fouls called on either team here. Inbounded for Hansen. Your team's real handsy, and they've had pretty good position with each other, so not a lot of fouls called. They get it to Robinson in the lane at the high post. He kicks it on the baseline for Hansen. Hansen jumper rolls around and good. Michael Hansen hits the shot, give the assist to Devontae Robinson. On the baseline runner here for Schaefer, and Schaefer going hard to the basket. He's going to go to the line. A whistle a block in there as Schaefer caught it down the sideline and just cut right up and drove that baseline hard. And the block is going to be whistled on Jason Schultes, and that's going to be his second. So Schaefer at the line for a couple of shots, and the first one's no good. Creighton Ryan in for Justin Hodson for Overton. Checking back in for Centura is Nathan Lemberg. Second free throw is good for Schaefer. Centura to inbound it here. To get it to Lemberg. Lemberg crossed the timeline. They try to trap him. And they do have him trapped in the corner. And they have it held up. Yeah, nice job there by Hayden Cahoy tying it up. Now that's going to move the possession arrow is all. Because Centura's got the arrow pointing their direction. So Lemberg's going to inbound it. And he'll get it in for Hickok. Hickok, top of the circle. Gives it on the left baseline for Holcomb. And they're going to reset the offense here for Lemberg. Minute to go here in the third quarter. On the bounce is Lemberg. He's covered there by Schaefer. Lemberg still has his dribble. Gives it to Hickok. Back to Lemberg near midcourt. And Schaefer trying to stay with him. And they bump into each other a little bit. Still with the dribble here is Lemberg. 5 second count going on now. Nice job by Lemberg backing up to reset the 5 second clock. 39 to go. Ball knocked loose. Picking it up here is Lemberg. Lemberg gets it off here for Hickok. And Hickok on that dribble, he's used it up. He'll give it back out for Lemberg. Between the circles, been a nice little battle, but no threat to score is Centura. And the ball knocked loose. Schaefer ties it up. It's a tied up ball. 20.6 to go here as Overton forces the turnover. And they'll inbound the basketball. Alternating possession. They'll get the ball in the hands of Ryan. Ryan gives it on the right side for Schaefer. 10 seconds left. Schaefer to Ayton on that right side. Lob pass down low off the fingertips of Kaiser and out of bounds. That'll be another turnover on Overton and another missed opportunity. 3.3 to go here before the end of the third quarter. They track down the basketball and Nathan Lemberg is going to inbound it. They're going to face full court pressure here. And Lemberg will just get it into the corner for Hickok. Back out to Lemberg. 1 second left. Lemberg has the ball knocked loose. Can't even get off a shot. And will head to the fourth quarter. Centura with a 35-24 lead over Overton. They extend their lead in this third quarter. And they lead by 11 as we head to the fourth right after this timeout.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Potty Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays.
It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustis Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustis Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustis, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Centura leads by 11, and they'll start the fourth quarter inbounding basketball. Our score, 35-24. And Centura will kick it in the right wing for Lemberg. Now top of the circle for Schultes. They worked the ball around the perimeter, and we got a foul. I think it might be on the ball by Matt Ayton over there. Just a little, kind of a little hand check. That'll be his third. Still working his way into playing shape after that knee injury he suffered in football. And his first action of the year was yesterday. Hickok double-teamed. Ayton knocking the ball loose. And trying to get it off the hands of a Hickok, but flipped off of his hand and out of bounds. So Ayton was the last to touch it. Centura will inbound it, and Hickok will bring in the offensive zone. Dribbles behind his back, facing that pressure from Ayton, and he'll give it to Lemberg. Lemberg between the circles for Schultes. They'll give it to Hickok. Hickok picked up there by Ayton now. 5 second count going on. He lost the basketball. It's out of bounds. I think it was off of Centura. Yes, it was. And I don't know how the official had the vantage point to really make that call. He made the right call because we could see it better than he could. He was on the backside. In any event, it is Overton basketball. Ayton's got it. Nice pass through the lane. And it's tipped, though, by Centura and out of bounds. Ayton caught it, snapped it through the lane. I'm not even sure who tipped it there for Centura, but had to be Schultes. But in any event, it goes out of bounds. And Overton's going to inbound it underneath their own basket. They're going to toss it in here for Matt Ayton. Ayton gets it in the corner. Here's a three by Schaefer. Partially deflected. Schaefer is able to track it down and save it and get it into Ayton. Skip pass now. Left side for Eklund. They get it back inside here for Schaefer. Schaefer for Ayton on the right side. Enters it in. Backing in is Eklund. He'll kick it out. Kahoy. Jumper. Good. A three-pointer for Hayden Kahoy. He's got 10 in the game, and that makes an eight-point ball game. Pass up ahead to Hansen. Centura's got some numbers. Bounce pass inside for Robertson. Robertson can't hit the shot. Traffic came and he got fouled. And he's been pretty effective at the free throw line. Right at 50% today. The foul, by the way, on Eklund. That is his fourth. So he's got four. Ayton's got three. And the free throw, back the iron and no good for Devontae Robertson. Callahan going to come into the game, and Eklund with those four fouls sitting in the middle of the Overton bench. Robertson's second free throw is on the way and good. Ayton will face a little bit of token pressure here. Now they're trying to trap at midcourt, and a lob pass that's picked up by Schaefer. Not the best pass Schaefer's made, but he got it back, got away with it, and on the dribble here is Kahoy. Kahoy open for a moment. Will kick down right side for Ayton. I think Kahoy was surprised he was open. Now he's open for a three. Gets the catch. The shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Ryan. And Ryan drives in. Going to be heading to the line as he was fouled. So another offensive rebound and a opportunity for Overton to score. And a point or two here. We're starting to make this one pretty interesting. It's 36-27 right now. And two free throws coming up here for Ryan. And the first one's up and good. The foul, by the way, on Robertson, that is his third. So Creighton Ryan, the 64% free throw shooter, has another free throw coming up here. And it is good. Pass up the sideline. Lemberg will kick it off right wing here for Hickok. And they're going to throw it over and back, I believe. Nope. It's going to be stolen instead. They saved it. Now Ryan's got it. He's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebound into the hands of an Eagle. Shot won't fall. Another rebound by Logan Kaiser. And now Kaiser will head to the line. Centura saved it, so it wasn't over and back. But Creighton Ryan was able to step up there and make the steal. Couldn't make the shot. But then Logan Kaiser running the floor got a couple of offensive rebounds. And on the second one, he was fouled by Lemberg. So at the line to shoot two is going to be Ryan, and the first one's good. I said Ryan. I meant to say Kaiser, as the play was really made by Ryan, but Kaiser with a couple of rebounds, hits the first of two free throws. And he's a 61% free throw shooter. As a team, Overton shoots 60% from the line. Second free throw up and good. 36-31, 6:06 to go here. Inbound it to Travis Holcomb. Holcomb is going to lob it up ahead here for Hickok. Hickok drives, pass through the lane, is out of bounds. Turnover by Centura. And Overton taking a little bit better care of the ball. We have turnovers virtually even before these two teams. Schaefer across the timeline, picked up by Lemberg. He'll give it off here on the right side for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy between the circles for Jaden Callahan. Callahan's pass is intercepted. That's a turnover on the drive. Schultes, and Schultes drives, lays it up. It hung on the rim, would not fall, but he's going to go to the line. So, again, Overton getting themselves back into it. Got it down to five. They just can't seem to get over that hump. They couldn't yesterday. They cut down Ravenna's lead a couple of times when it was all the way from 20 down to five, and they couldn't get over that hump. Schultes missed the free throw. And Callahan, by the way, was whistled for the foul. That's his first. Schultes' second free throw is good. So Hayden Cahoy will inbound it. He's got it across the timeline. Driving the lane here is Creighton Ryan. Ryan is fouled on his way to the basket. And he's going to go shoot two. 37-31, 5:35 to go here, fourth quarter. Centura has led since real early on in that second quarter. Kearney Catholic right now leading North Platte St. Pat's 28-19. 28-19. They trailed at the end of one quarter, so that second quarter was pretty good for them. Ryan's free throw, good. He's hit his last three. He makes it 37-32 with 5:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Next free throw, in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound was Schultes, and Schultes almost had his outlet pass stolen away by Creighton Ryan. Almost. It goes out of bounds, and Creighton will inbound. Excuse me, Centura will inbound. And a little ball fake here by Nathan Lemberg on the inbounds. They get it in the hands of Schultes. Schultes brings it up court, and the ball knocked loose. It's on the ground, and that's going to be another held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Overton. Kind of an odd play there as Schultes had the basketball trying to get around him was Logan Kaiser. He didn't want to commit a foul, and Schultes lost the ball into the legs of Kaiser, and they end up tying it up. Schaefer is across the timeline, and he'll kick it right wing here for Cahoy. Cahoy finds a cutter. That's Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to shoot off glass. No good. Rebound being tipped around into the hands of Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to shoot too. I think Schaefer didn't think he had a chance of getting that shot off in terms of actually getting it up there, but he knew either Devontae Robinson or Hickok was probably going to commit the foul, and it was a foul on Jacob Hickok. And the free throw was up and good. That was a headsy play there by Schaefer. I mean, the ball's in the lane. Why take it out? Unless you know somebody's toeing the line for a three. Schaefer after the offensive rebound now will stroke in two free throws. That makes it a three-point ball game with 5:09 to go and a timeout for Centura. Timeout Centura. And Overton right now kind of feeling their oats. They still trail it, but the lead is down to three. Centura 37, Overton 34. We'll be back right after this second timeout.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Well, still 5:09 to go here. Anybody's ball game now that Overton has put together a nice little surge here. They trail by 11 at the end of the third quarter, and they've been able to cut that lead down to three here. In fact, Centura scored only 2 points, a couple of free throws. That's all they've gotten done here offensively in the fourth quarter. Lemberg on the right side, double team, steps through it, Tries to lob it inside for Robertson. Does. And they're going to call a foul on Chase Horn. They lobbed it up ahead to Devontae Robertson. Robertson made the catch. Chase Horn got there. But they're going to say that he basically had a block as they lobbed it inside for Robertson. And this will be a one and one. Yeah, they're double-checking here. That was the sixth team foul. So Centura is going to inbound it here. Lindbergh tosses it in. Ball is loose. White jerseys are there. And Horn comes up with a loose ball. Now he'll pass it up ahead here for Schaefer. Another turnover for Centura. And a chance here for Overton to potentially tie the ball game. Pass tipped. Top of the circle. Coming up with it is Horn. Horn on the dribble. His pass knocked away. Good defensive play there by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the steal. Lindbergh with the layup. And Lindbergh with the bucket. He forced the turnover and was able to muscle it in. And then steals the inbounds and lays it up again. Lindbergh, two straight steals and four straight points. And that lead is back out to seven now. Off of the screen, on the dribble, here is Hayden Cahoy. He pulls up from the free throw line. One-handed shot is an air ball. And it's out of bounds. It actually went off the face of Devontae Robertson. And so it will be Overton basketball. So a couple of sloppy passes for Overton, and Lindbergh made him play by two steals. One was the inbounds after he made a basket and turns into another basket. Ayton gets the inbounds, and they'll give it off on that right side for Schaefer. Back to Ayton, and the momentum has switched. Not only is it a seven-point game, instead of a three-point game, momentum has switched. Bad pass, and Centura forces another turnover. The ball's out of bounds, and it was last touched by Joel Schaefer. And the officials are actually going to get together and discuss it. The only official that had an angle at all, about 70 feet away from it, and to be honest with you, I think he got it right. The folks wearing blue in front of me will disagree. It is Centura basketball. Hickok brings in the offensive zone. He gives it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, pass is stolen away. The steal, and now the layup. There's a foul on Creighton Ryan. Ryan made the defensive play and hard to the basket and then was fouled fairly hard on the way in. If you don't commit the foul, it's a layup. And you do commit the foul, Ryan's got to shoot twice from 15 feet away. So Holcomb, not a bad decision for the freshman, committing the foul here. The free throw was up and good. Now Creighton Ryan has the job of making it not a good play necessarily for Travis Holcomb. 10 team fouls whistled on Centura, so it's going to be two shots, any foul committed by the Centurions from this point on. And Centura's also in the bonus because Overton has committed six fouls. A free throw, up, rolls around, no good. Snagging the rebound is Schultes, and Schultes gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, long pass up ahead here for Hickok. Hickok passes tipped, it's off the iron, and out of bounds. Yeah, they actually, I think, had Centura not tried to save it. Travis Holcomb went to save it. Had he not done that, I think that was deflected by Overton and off the rim, and that would have been Centura basketball. But Holcomb tried to make the save, and instead, the basketball belongs here to Matt Ayton, and Ayton is fouled by Schultes. That's going to be his third, and that's going to send Ayton to the line to shoot two. Now, Ayton didn't see action until yesterday. So here, he hasn't been to the free throw line a whole lot. And his free throw here is no good. Ayton yesterday went 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And now he's 0 for 1. So still looking for his first free throw of the season. And this one's good. Makes it a 5-point game. 41-36, 3:25 to go. Inbound against Lindbergh. He gets it to Robertson. Robertson kicks it up ahead here for Schultes, and the pass is intercepted by Cahoy. Another turnover, and now we've got another foul on Centura. They passed it on that far side over there to Creighton Ryan. They went for the steal, and instead they bumped Ryan. And Ryan's been solid at the free throw line. He's 4 out of 6 on the line so far, and we got a timeout here for Centura. 3:18 to go. 41-36 Centura with lead. Overton at the free throw line. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here at Ravenna, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Consolation game here on the boys' side. We kind of thought it'd be competitive. It certainly is. Centura right now with a 41-36 lead. As they've led by as many as, I think, 18 was their largest lead of the game. And now it's been cut down to 5. It's been down to as little as 3 here in the second half. And that'll be the mission of Creighton Ryan, because he's got 2 free throws coming up here. And if he hits both, we'll be right back to that 3-point mark. His free throw on the way here is short. Didn't get there. And so the score remains 41-36. Second free throw by Ryan now on the way. That one looks short and is tipped around. And coming up with a loose ball is Robertson. So Robertson with his 7th rebound and looking for somebody to pass it to. And he gets it to Schultes. Schultes, double team, gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh dribbles through a double team, lost it, and it's a steal. Cahoy, layup, good. They double and then triple team the basketball. And as a result, Overton got an easy layup. They knock the ball loose again. Ayton does. And coming up with it, we've got a hold whistled on Cahoy. And there's been a little bit of a chippiness to this game. I don't want to single out any individuals, but there's been a little pushing and shoving from a couple of various kids back and forth. And they're going to say that Lindbergh was held by Hayden Cahoy. That'll be the second foul on Cahoy. They had him double-teamed, and Lindbergh tried to create a little bit of space with his shoulder, and Cahoy took a little umbrage to that. In any event, a 1-and-1, and the free throw's good for Lindbergh, who now has 16 in the game, and he makes it a 2-possession game. We've got 3 minutes left, just shy of 2 minutes, 3 minutes left to go here. 2:56 to go. Second free throw up and good for Lindbergh. 53-38. Pass up ahead here to Matt Ayton. Ayton looking at that 2-3 zone. We'll kick it here left side for Creighton Ryan. They skip it out right side for Ayton. Ayton, little ball fake. Penetrates into the seam. Nice move there in there underneath Caleb Eklund. Eklund shot, no good. Coming up a loose ball is Robertson. And Robertson comes up a loose ball, and then it's held up. So he had it tied up after he came down with the rebound. Possession arrow, though, pointing to Centura. And so Centura will inbound. Lindbergh will get the ball here for Jacob Hickok. Hickok, pass up ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh had to try to save it, and he stepped on the sideline. They led him too far. Good athletic play by Lindbergh to try to save it off that bad pass, but he stepped on the sideline. So Overton gets the ball right back here. 2:22 to go in the ball game. 43-38. Bounce pass right wing here for Cahoy. Cahoy cycles through after he passes it off. Ayton works it now left side for Ryan. Cahoy's got it. Cahoy on the dribble. And he'll take it between the circles. He's used up his dribble. He'll kick it left side. Here's a 3 by Ayton in the corner. Short. Gets his own rebound. Takes it. Shoots it. Misses. And they're going to tie up the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Overton. Couple of good looks there for Matt Ayton. One was a 3, another one was about a 7-foot jumper, and that was off the mark. Caleb Eklund, they inbound to him, and they give it to Creighton Ryan. Back right side for Schaefer for 3, in and out, no good. Rebounded around, and a foul after the offensive rebound. Caleb Eklund came down with that rebound, and I'll tell you what, there's a lid on the basket right now for Overton. That ball was about 3/4 of the way down, but Eklund pulls down the offensive rebound, and now is going to shoot 2 after Hickok was whistled for the foul. That'll be his 2nd. So free throw on the way, and good for Eklund. As you mentioned, about 60% shooters as a team are the Eagles. And Eklund, about there. He's 56% on the season. Second free throw, no good. Up high for the rebound is Ryan. His shot, no good. Another offensive rebound by Eklund, and Eklund will score. Ryan and Eklund both with an offensive rebound, and we got a 2-point ball game. Schultes dribbles behind his back. brings it across the timeline. He's picked up defensively by Ayton. Schultes on the dribble. Between circles. Now bounce pass to Wine to Robertson. And Robertson lost the ball. Saved by the Eagles. Great play there by Eklund to knock the ball loose. Saved it by flipping it behind his back. And somehow the Eagles come up with it. Kick right side. Here's the three for the lead. No good by Cahoy. Offensive rebound by Eklund. Gives it right back out to Cahoy. Cahoy's going to drive off glass. No good. And there is a foul on the rebound. Schultes came down with the rebound, and now he'll go to the other end of the court, and he's going to be shooting free throws. A couple of good opportunities there for Overton to take the lead back. They could not do it. Then an opportunity for the tie. They couldn't make that fall either. And now Schultes is going to go line for a 1-1. So Jason Schultes tries to extend the lead, but, well, he does. It rolled around. I thought it was going to come out of there. And it does roll in. So nice shooter's touch by Jason Schultes. And it's 44-41, minute six to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, good. And what Schultes has done is made this a two-possession game with a minute five to go. Across the timeline, Schaefer. Bounce pass to Cahoy. Back top of the circle for Schaefer. Gives it for eight. Back to Schaefer, top of the key. They're really extending that 2-3 zone. And they enter it inside, and it's blocked away by Robertson. But Robertson is going to be whistled for the foul. So he got a little bit of the back there, and that is the fifth personal foul on Devontae Robertson. He fouls out with 52.5 to go. He was really the only Centurion right now in any real notable foul trouble. Caleb Eklund is going to go line. He is going to shoot two here. And the first one is up and no good. Hit the front of the rim. Had enough shooter's touch to roll around, but it fell out. So they need this one to make it a one-possession game. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. 45-42, 52 seconds left. Timeout, Centura. Centurions are going to inbound the basketball. They're up by three. Centurion's going to inbound the basketball. Up by three with 52 seconds to go. We come back after this.
Milzak Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Milzak Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Well, Centura can run the baseline if they need to. They still have a timeout left if they get in trouble, get trapped somewhere. And if you're Overton, you do not need to commit a foul here. I think you definitely go for the steal and you try to trap, but you do not need to foul. Centura is anticipating the pressure. They inbound it, and Overton is going to pick up the pressure at midcourt. And Lemberg is going to take his time getting to midcourt. He brings it up. He'll kick on the left side for Hickok. They double-team him, and the pass somehow finds its way to Schultes. Schultes is then fouled as he drives in. Ayton covered some ground there to come up there and collect the foul on Jason Schultes. And Schultes, who's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, will go to the line to shoot here. So it is a 1-1. That's 9 fouls that have been whistled on Overton. So it's 1-1. Schultes free throw. Good. Made that a moot point. 46-42. 4-point lead for Centura with 37.2 to go. Second free throw on the way. Bounces around. No good. Rebound by Eklund. Here comes Overton. On the dribble here is Schaefer. Schaefer gives it right side to Cahoy. Skips it for eight. Back to Cahoy. Entry pass inside for Eklund. Eklund drives, has his shot blocked by Travis Holcomb, and Centura comes up with the ball. Lemberg will now go to the free throw line and will shoot two, because that's the 10th team foul now on Overton. And it's already a two-possession game with 20 seconds to go. The foul was whistled on Eklund. That is his fifth. So he's out of the ball game with 20.5 to go. So immediately substituting here is Logan Kaiser. Usually they wait till the first of the two free throws. But since he was ineligible, they remove it. Free throw by Lemberg is good. Makes it 47-42. Second free throw also good by Lemberg. Pass up ahead here for Matt Ayton. Ayton kicks in the corner. Little ball fake. Back out for Schaefer. His three off the mark. Rebounded by Lemberg. And now Lemberg is going to go line again for a couple free throws. Well, he's 4-for-4 from the free throw line, has 8 points in the quarter, 19 in the game, and Nate Lemberg will try to add to those numbers here as he'll have two free throws with 11.1 to go. So Centura's going to pick up the win here, and the free throw is no good. Second free throw. Falls in here for Nathan Lemberg, who's got 19 in the game. Now 20 in the game. And they work it up ahead here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to pull up for three in transition, and he hits the three. So that'll make it now 49-45 with 5.2 to go. Overton calls a quick 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it right here. Again, they'd have to have a miracle happen because, again, it's still a two-possession game with 5 seconds to go. A couple things do work in Overton's favor. One of them is if they get fouled, they would have two free throws. And if they make the steal, obviously that would be most beneficial. They still have a couple of timeouts that they can use to extend the game, but there's not a lot of game to extend with 5.2. 49-45. I will say this, if they come back and win this one, it's going to be one of the more dramatic wins I've ever seen in my life. Because they were down by 7 with 7 seconds to go. They still trail by 4 here. And Centura's going to inbound it. Hickok's just going to throw it up ahead. It's caught by Schultes. Schultes gets his feet tangled up with Ayton, so there's going to be a foul there on Ayton. And with 3.3, Schultes is going to shoot two. And the foul on Ayton, that is his fifth, not his fourth, so he's fouled out of the ballgame. Justin Hansen going to check in here for Ayton. A couple of free throws for Schultes. The first one's no good. Second free throw, good. 50-45. 3 seconds to go. With the dribble here is Schaefer. His shot at the buzzer is off the mark. And that'll be your final score. Centura wins the consolation game here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament with a 50-45 win over the Overton Eagles. Nice effort here, especially for Nathan Lemberg. A huge game for him. About half of what he did was in that fourth quarter where he scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points in the quarter to finish with 20 in the game as Centura wins this one by a final of 50-45. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame report live from Ravenna when we come back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Welcome back here to Ravenna for the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for Centura and lead the way for them. As we mentioned, Nathan Lemberg with 20 points. He had 20 of the 50 as the Centurions win this one 50-45. And so he's got 20 of their 50 points, including 9 in the fourth quarter, including going 5 of 6 from the free throw line. So that's a big factor in the ball game as they hit their free throws down the stretch. The only other player in double figures for Centura was the freshman Travis Holcomb. Holcomb finished with 10 points in the game. He had a very solid effort today for the Centurions as well. So 20 for Lemberg, 10 for Holcomb, 5 points for Jason Schultes, 4 points for Michael Hansen. Off the bench, Devontae Robertson finished with 6 points and 8 rebounds and 3 points for Grant Myers. Myers hit a 3 in that first half. Centura led at halftime 27-17. They had their lead cut down to 3 a couple of times, but kept making the plays down the stretch, and they win it 50-45. Again, very balanced scoring for Overton. Leading the way for them was Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy hit a big 3-pointer in that fourth quarter, and he finished with 12 points in the game. Creighton Ryan with 11 points. Those are the two players in double figures. Caleb Eklund finished with 9 points in the game. 2 points for Justin Hodson. 2 points for Logan Johnson. 5 points for Joel Schaefer. And 1 point for Matt Ayton in the ball game as Overton falls here today. For Centura, they are now 2-6 on the season. They'll travel to Sutton on the 3rd, which is Thursday. That'll be the next action for them. And for Overton, I believe their next action will be just like the girls. Check that. They're actually going to be playing Amherst on the 4th. That'll be the next action here for Overton. So after the little mini break that they have for New Year's Day, they'll play Amherst at home. They'll play in Overton on the 4th for Overton, who is now 5-3 on the season. They're now 4-4 on the season. My apologies, 4-4 on the season. Well, time now to turn our attention to girls basketball and the championship game, Ravenna and Centura, as these two teams will be tipping things off in about 18 or 20 minutes or so. So the Ravenna girls will be playing Centura for the championship. The Ravenna boys will play Loup City for the championship. Those in the next two games right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, our final, it is 50-45. Centura with the win over Overton in boys basketball in the consolation game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We're going to have a little musical interlude for about 10, 15 minutes or so. We'll be back with coverage of the girls' championship game between Ravenna and Centura in about 15 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.